You know, one of the world's oldest mysteries may have just gotten closer to being solved. There's a new finding at the Stonehenge, and Fox News' Amy Kellogg has more from London. Amy, have you solved something special?
Well, on a lighter note, Steve, Brian, and Gretchen, we have some different news this morning here from England. It is an iconic symbol, one of the most mysterious probably and contemplated in the entire world. And in fact, some of its secrets may have been unlocked through the discovery of more stones and bones at Stonehenge. There was a dig around the inner two circles, the first dig in 50 years, and now an expert team of archaeologists and professors believe that it was actually a healing center, an Iron Age lord's, a place of pilgrimage. And what led them to determine this, and we've just listened to about an hour and a half of explanation, so I'm going to try to break it down. But basically, that part of Stonehenge, the inner two circles, made of blue stone, which over the centuries has been believed to have healing qualities, 300 years younger than what they originally thought, so from 2300 BC. And that corresponds, or that fits in nicely with discoveries over years that were made of skeletons of people who clearly had some sort of ailment. So putting the two together, this team now believes that, Stonehenge really was a healing center, a place where people went to try to get better. And also, another thing they found there was that people tried to take bits of the stone away. So in their latest dig, they saw that these blue stones in the inner two rings had been chipped away in such a way as to lead them to believe that people tried to take some of the stone with them. Now, this doesn't discount the fact that there still may have been other usages of Stonehenge, including just a burial site, some sort of winter solstice, summer solstice celebration place. But in the meantime, the latest is that scientists now believe that it really its primary purpose at that particular time, 2300 BC, was as a healing center. We don't know exactly what the qualities of that blue stone is, but apparently to this day, some people still believe that it's very, very powerful. Back to you guys.
Hey, Amy, could you work on the Loch Ness Monster? If we got finished, then Bigfoot, and then we're just about done.
All right. Amy, we thank you very much for that live report.